Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, it's a miracle all 103 people survived this plane crash. If you shop at Trader Joe's, we have a health alert for you. And this man won almost $9 million from his wife's lover. Scientists believe they've uncovered a new health risk from ticks. Researchers at the University of Tennessee say tick bites could be causing an allergy to red meat. The team found one-third of patients at their medical center brought in with severe allergic reactions had an allergy to a carbohydrate called alpha-gal. The compound is found in red meats like beef, lamb, pork, and venison. But the allergy develops in people who have been bitten by the Lone Star tick. No one had figured out the cause of the reactions before because it doesn't behave like other food allergies. An allergic reaction to shellfish might take 30 minutes, but symptoms of a reaction to alpha-gal might not show up for 6 hours. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says Lone Star ticks are most common in the southeastern U.S. Health experts say to carry an EpiPen if you know you have a food allergy. Protect yourself against ticks by wearing bug spray and long clothing when outside. Doctors can diagnose the allergy with a blood test. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Adam Shapiro. Adam, some brand name items are about to get more expensive.
That's right, Kristen. Procter & Gamble is raising prices on some of its most popular products. Bounty, Charmin, and Puffs will all see a 5% increase in average list price. Now, the company says increased cost, raw materials, and freight rates are behind the move and the increase in prices. Get ready to dish out more money during tax season. Next year, congressional auditors say about 30 million people will have to come up with more money to pay their 2018 taxes. The reason? Employers may have withheld too little from paychecks under the new tax law. Scam robocallers are getting so creative, they stole nearly $1 billion last year. Now, to give you an idea of how common these calls are, get this. More than 1,500 robocalls were placed every second last month alone, and I feel like I got them.
That's a huge number. So who's picking up the phone?
Well, millennials, believe it or not, that's because along with the elderly, they are much more likely to respond to a robocall since they don't get calls very often.
Interesting story. Thanks, Adam. A public health alert has been issued for more than 24 salads and wraps sold at Trader Joe's, Kroger, and Walgreens due to a concern over parasites. Those infected can be sick anywhere from a couple of days to a couple of weeks. The products included Best Buy and Sell By dates from July 18th through July 23rd. And a swim record held by Olympian Michael Phelps for more than 20 years has just been shattered by a 10-year-old boy named Clark Kent Apuada, who, of course, goes by the nickname Superman. Apuada won the 100-meter butterfly at a championship in California with a time of 1 minute 9 seconds 38 milliseconds, beating the record Phelps set in 1995 by more than a second. And scientists have discovered a rare dolphin-whale hybrid off the coast of Kauai. This is a regular rough-toothed dolphin, and here's a melon-headed whale. And now a photo of the dolphin whale. A genetic sample confirmed the animal is a hybrid of the two species. Pretty cool. Now let's go to Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So Danielle, this is kind of a strange one. I hear a new study says video games may be good for kids.
I know, Kristen. Well, parents might not want to hear this, but new research shows playing board games or electronic games can actually enhance your child's emotional, personal, and social well-being. Specifically, the games can reduce the risk of mental health problems, and they're shown to improve cognitive functions like IQ, memory, and problem solving. Well, we all know that coworkers can kiss up to the boss, right? But maybe you don't like that coworker very much, and it turns out there may be something to that. Researchers at Oregon State University found those people are more likely to be rude to their coworkers, prone to skipping meetings and cutting corners in their job duties because, researchers say, they spend so much energy kissing up. Well, if you are trying to lose weight or just eat healthier when you're eating out, don't kiss that doggy bag goodbye. Ask for a box just as soon as you get your meal and then put half your meal away to take home. Researchers at Pennsylvania State University followed 50 female participants. They say those who took half their food home were less likely to overindulge because they knew it wouldn't go to waste. The study is published in the journal Appetite. And that's what you need to know. But Kristen, I just take my home and eat it as a midnight snack, so I don't know if this would help me at all. Let's go back to you now.
Hey, same here. I turn those leftovers into a late night snack too. Thanks, Danielle. It's time now for this week's Page Six Fix. There's more royal drama involving Meghan Markle's dad. Elizabeth Wagmeister has the details. Elizabeth.
Well, Kristen, never one to mince words, Chrissy Teigen is now ripping Meghan Markle's dad to shreds, saying, "This guy sucks. What is wrong with him? Let your daughter be happy, please. This is embarrassing." This comes on the heels of claims that Meghan has cut him out of her life. And in other royal news, the Countess Luann de Lesseps is already making her cabaret comeback following a very quick return to rehab. But it was Janet Jackson's return to the stage that had everyone talking. Janet was the headliner at the Panorama Music Festival in New York City, delivering a hits-packed set to a sold-out crowd. Sources say it was a distraction the star needed in the midst of a nasty divorce and custody battle. And it seems Yolanda Hadid is still team The Weeknd. Bella's mom posted pictures of her daughter and on-again, off-again boyfriend The Weeknd hanging out with the animals at her estate in Pennsylvania. And that's this week's Page Six Fix. See you next time.
Okay, thanks, Liz. For the latest news and gossip, watch Page Six TV. Check your local listings. A plane crash in Mexico is being called a miracle. All 103 people on board the aircraft survived. Officials said 49 people, including some Americans, were taken to a hospital with injuries. Aeromexico flight AM-2431 took off from Guadalupe Victoria International Airport in Durango, headed for Mexico City. Officials say it's too early to say what caused the incident, but there was reportedly a hailstorm at the airport during takeoff. The Durango state governor said the plane was hit by a gust of wind as it lifted off the tarmac. It descended and a wing touched the ground. Both engines were ripped off. The plane skidded through a field and caught fire. The crew deployed safety slides so passengers could evacuate. One traveler told reporters, "I feel blessed and grateful to God." In a statement, the airline's chief executive praised the crew for their quick reaction and said, "Our heart is with those affected and their families." A team from Mexico and the U.S. will investigate the accident. All right, listen to this one. Keith King was awarded $8.8 million by a North Carolina judge. King sued the man who had an affair with his wife, blaming him for breaking up the marriage, and he won. We have psychotherapist Dr. Robbie Ludwig with us today to talk about this riveting story. So, Dr. Robbie, thank you for being here, first of all. We see this all the time.
I know. We see cheating all the time, but rarely do we see a law that basically supports that the lover is to blame. And it's interesting that this law basically supports that. I wonder if it's an old, antiquated law.
Yeah, there's infidelity in a marriage, and for some reason, the person the spouse cheated with gets blamed instead of the spouse. Why is this?
I think in part, when we love somebody, we protect them.
Okay, so I understand how someone maybe could have those blinders on. Are there signs or red flags we should look for that may point to infidelity?
If someone is being more secretive, spending more time with their phone and computer, if there's no intimacy, that also is a big red flag. Or if someone is starting to really care more about their looks and looking sexy, that could be a sign too that the spouse is interested in somebody else.
What do you recommend if you are seeing these signs in your relationship?
I think the best thing is to communicate. If you have an intuition that something is going on in your relationship, have a conversation with your partner. Say you're concerned that you're not feeling as close. And you can also offer seeing a therapist together, because sometimes that is the great neutral place to discuss things that are really hard to discuss otherwise.
Great advice. Dr. Robbie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Beyoncé will grace the cover of Vogue's iconic September issue. And in an unprecedented move, editor-in-chief Anna Wintour has reportedly given the singer full control over the spread. According to reports, it's written into Beyoncé's contract that she will have creative and editorial authority over the cover, the photos of her inside, and the captions, which she has apparently written herself in long form. And while she's at it, Beyoncé's making history. She hired a 23-year-old black photographer named Tyler Mitchell for the shoot. At no other time in the publication's 126-year run has a black photographer ever shot a cover of the magazine. It's an interesting moment for Wintour to give up full control, with several outlets reporting that after more than 30 years with Vogue, this will be her last. But the magazine's publisher, Condé Nast, said there is no truth to the reports. When Beyoncé did the cover for the 2015 September issue, she declined an interview and reportedly did the same this year. Scientific research shows that vibration machines can deliver many of the same benefits as physical activity, which is why we have today's Top 30 Steal, a rock-solid fitness whole-body vibration machine with resistance bands at a special 91% discount. Whole-body vibration exercise works the body from the inside out. Just 10 minutes on this machine is equivalent to 60 minutes of conventional exercise. Gentle vibrations move throughout the entire body, stimulating cellular movement, which increases muscle mass and bone density. It also burns fat and helps you lose weight. Plus, it's proven to reduce back and joint pain, as well as fight osteoporosis. The Rock Solid Fitness Whole Body Vibration Machine with resistance bands retails for $1,929. But today, you can buy it for just $179. That's a 91% discount. You can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. In today's hometown stories from Fox 2 Detroit, Jalen Watts Jackson is a football legend at Michigan State University. In an amazing game against their rival, the University of Michigan, Jalen picked up a fumble and scored a game-winning touchdown on the last play of the game. Now an MSU graduate, Jalen plans to follow in the footsteps of his father and join the Air Force. And he says he's motivated by the patriotism of all Americans who serve.
I feel like the soldiers, the people who actually go out and fight for this country, show the true character of this country. So I just would like to show people that I love this country too, and this country is a great place and has great people in it.
In our second story from Fox 10 Phoenix, one photographer in Mesa, Arizona has a very unique specialty, taking portraits of infant multiples like twins, triplets, quads, and quints. Lizzie McMillan started her career 14 years ago as a wedding photographer, but once the couple she worked with started having children, she discovered a new passion, photographing babies.
Motherhood is such an incredible journey, and being able to document that journey and, you know, these little teeny tiny babies, because even a week or 2 weeks from now, they're gonna be different.
And in our final story from Fox 7 Austin, the police department in Leander, Texas recently got its first canine officer. His name is Officer Cody, and he's just over a year old. Cody is trained in criminal apprehension and narcotic detection. His handler, Officer John Carley, says he's passed up promotions in other areas so he could work with the canine unit. And his and Cody's strong friendship is pretty much clear to everyone. Getting everything together for back to school time is difficult enough for anyone, and those difficulties double when you factor in divorced families with two or more households that require twice the coordination and twice the communication. Paige Failing from Fox 46 Charlotte has some great ideas that can help. Hi, Paige.
Yeah, Kristen, I don't know about you. My husband and I live happily under the same roof together, and I can't tell you the number of times we've dropped our kids off in khakis and a polo only to discover that day's wacky tacky day at school, or heard about a book report that was due yesterday and thought, how did I not know about this? You know, though, the saying, if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. Be sure these things are addressed in your custody agreement if you are divorced or getting divorced. How will school information be given or received? Who's going to be listed as the contact on that school paperwork? Will you attend parent-teacher conferences together? Some experts even recommend having one email account for both parents just for school or activity-related issues. Don't forget to address how unexpected school-related expenses will be covered. Not only that will save your own sanity, of course, more importantly, it's going to keep your kids from paying the price in the long run, which, Kristen, is, of course, the most important thing of all.
Yeah, and those are all very important things to consider when divorced couples are co-parenting as well. Thanks, Paige. A new self-driving car company wants to do things a little differently. This week, Drive AI began testing a ride-hailing service in Frisco, Texas, using vans that drive themselves. Passengers can hail a free ride on a smartphone app. The service operates within 2 square miles around the Hall Park office complex and the Star, the headquarters for the Dallas Cowboys. The fleet consists of bright orange Nissan vans that are labeled as self-driving vehicles and designed to catch the eye. They also have screens on the body that display messages so that pedestrians and other drivers know what the car is doing. For now, there's a human driver behind the wheel, just in case. Over the next few months, the company hopes to move them to the passenger seat, acting as a chaperone. By the end of the year, the company wants drivers out of the car completely. Its CEO says, "We want to make sure people feel safe seeing a self-driving car with no human behind the wheel and become comfortable with it." The program runs through January 2019. Seth Rogen has stepped in as the voice of Vancouver's public transit after Morgan Freeman was pushed out following allegations of sexual harassment. It makes sense, as the 36-year-old actor is a Vancouver native.
Any opportunity to enrich the lives of the Canadian people is an opportunity I will take.
Rogan says he grew up taking public transit in Vancouver and still uses it to this day when he's in town. So if you find yourself in Vancouver anytime soon, here's a taste of the familiar voice you might hear on the TransLink system.
Those are very nice sneakers, but it's kind of a horror show on the sole. So get those feet off the seat. My mom might be sitting there one day. Come on.
It's very Seth Rogen. I like it. The Tour de France wrapped up this week, and the 2,000-mile bike race over 3 weeks is considered one of the most grueling events in all of sports. Women aren't allowed to compete and don't have an equivalent race, so more than a dozen of them did something this year to prove a point. The group rode the exact route as the men to convince race organizers to create a female event. The Tour de France is the premier bike race in the world and gets international attention. The female riders say they want the same opportunities as the men and are showcasing how athletic female cyclists can be. The organization that runs the Tour de France says it's not possible at this time to have a female event, but has not elaborated on specific reasons why. The female riders said they're going to keep doing their unofficial race until they get equality. In the wake of the Me Too movement, very few accused people have their colleagues publicly defending them. But that's not true for one Hollywood director. Jason Matheson, host of The Jason Show on Fox 9 in Minneapolis, joins us now to tell us more. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Kristen. Well, in an unprecedented move of unity, really, that we haven't seen in this Me Too movement era that we're in, most of the cast, if not all of the cast of Disney's Guardians of the Galaxy, signed a letter showing support for their now fired director, James Gunn. Now, James was fired after some tweets from many years ago surfaced, tweets making inappropriate jokes about pedophilia and rape, among other things. Disney quickly fired James Gunn, and now the cast is saying he should be reinstated. Other than the cast, we really haven't heard a lot from Disney about this. James Gunn, however, is kind of taking the high road, saying he accepts the punishment. But now, who knows what's going to happen? Kristen?
Well, it looks like we'll have to wait and see. Thanks, Jason. Tesla produced 200 limited edition surfboards. Yes, surfboards. And they sold out in less than a day. The carbon fiber surfboards were shaped in collaboration with a company out of San Clemente, California, and sold for $1,500 a piece, fins not included. According to Tesla, the boards were made with the same high quality matte and gloss finishes used on its cars. Since there was such a limited supply and they sold out so quickly, the demand is high, and the surfboards are already selling on eBay for anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000. So far, Tesla hasn't commented on why they decided to venture into the surfboard market, but the electric vehicle company says the boards will ship sometime in the next 10 weeks. A homeless man's unusual sign caused a picture of him to go viral and led to multiple job offers. Instead of asking for money, David Casares held a sign that said, "Homeless, hungry for success, take a resume." Jasmine Schofield was passing by and took a picture because she appreciated his effort. She tweeted it and an image of his resume, asking for people to help him. And it worked. Casares is a web developer in Silicon Valley, and his story was retweeted almost 140,000 times. He says it led to hundreds of interviews and numerous job offers. Since going viral, Casares signed up for Twitter and sent a message thanking people for their outpouring of support and saying he's glad he's becoming an inspiration for others. And Casares also thanked Schofield, saying her compassion has helped him turn his life around. It's so amazing what a single tweet can do. Here's a question. What do successful entrepreneurs have in common with cats? More than you might think. A study published by the Proceedings of the Royal Society B links a parasite that comes from cat waste to the increased risk-taking and lack of fear commonly found in entrepreneurs. These parasites can actually infect humans if they come in direct contact with a cat feces or things contaminated by it, and it goes straight to the brain. In fact, there's an estimated 2 billion people infected by the parasite globally. The only real symptom is feeling like you have the flu, but the lead researcher on the study says it also has a risk-taking effect, or at the very least, you'll have less fear. Over a 5-year period, the researchers found that business majors were 1.4 times more likely to have the infection than non-business students. And of those business students who tested positive for the infection, they were 1.7 times more likely to have a management or entrepreneurship emphasis. Researcher Stephanie Johnson describes the idea of a parasite influencing your decisions as exciting, but I think others may argue it's a little disturbing. And that's it for today's show. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. There could be a surprising reason why American housing prices have gotten so high. Plus, why Hollywood is getting called out in a new report about diversity on screen. And the story of a father who would do anything to make his daughter's dreams come true.
Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.